You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Sacramento, California officials are announcing details of plans to honor the three hometown heroes who stopped an attacker on a train in France last month. Spencer Stone, Anthony Sadler, and Alex Scarlatos will all three be there for Friday's noontime parade.
I don't think there's anyone who better showcases this on a world stage than these three young men.
That's organizer Erica Jork. She says the parade will finish with a big celebration on the steps of the state capitol building. And she says lots of public figures will be in attendance.
You're going to see a variety of representatives from the region, both elected and non-elect. I know there's support and participation from the Sacramento Kings, obviously from the Sacramento Republic FC, as well as the River Cats.
Organizer Erica Jork says the parade is a chance for the public to salute these heroes.
This is also an opportunity for those communities and neighborhoods that these three young men grew up in.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton says she's sorry for using a personal email account when she was Secretary of State. In an ABC News interview yesterday, Clinton said she's trying to be as transparent as possible. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month again.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This is our interactive show where you, the public, can call in and ask us your design questions. It is now 2:04 and we are live on the air. Our number here at studio for Modern Design is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. So if you'd like to reach us, it's 2:04 Eastern Standard Time, but let's go take a look at the weather. And the National Weather Service is telling us, as I kind of saw when I was coming into studio, looks like we're going to be getting some showers. This afternoon, there's a 20% chance of isolated thunderstorms with a high of 91 degrees, and it feels every bit 91 degrees. Tonight, there's a 50% to 70% chance of thunderstorms, and showers are quite likely with a low of 67. On Thursday, there's a 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 76. Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 62. And on Friday, a 30% chance of showers with a high of 79. So it looks like we're in for some stormy weather ahead. And sometimes stormy weather is a good opportunity to start getting things done inside your home. So that's what we're all about. And Modern Design is all about not necessarily picking things out that are contemporary, but that are modern, that are of today's age. I just came from a client appointment in a beautiful home that was done a number of years ago. And what the client said to me is what I see all the time. They did their house very traditional. And now with the influx of contemporary ideas and things out there, you just want to tweak a little bit, tweak the house a little bit, change some of the paint colors, change a couple of the accessories. And that's what we all have to do. We invest in our homes, and we have to be able to work with what we've purchased and then change little things over time. And that's how your house works. Every 5 years, there's a, you know, there's a big change in design. And there's nothing we can do about that. That's time. And people that are buying their first home now are going to do everything very 2015. But if you built your house in 1993, you know, you did it of the day. And then just over time, we want to change things a little bit here and there, keeping our core pieces very neutral. Not going to, what I say to my clients all the time is make your core pieces relatively neutral. This way you can change out things like drapery panels, paint colors, things that are less expensive. And that's how things stand the test of time. Again, if you'd like to reach us in studio, we are here live. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me any of your questions, the number for texting is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. And if you'd like to email me, it's Cajun, C-A-J-U-N, Maven, M-A-V-I-N, at AOL.com. We go through all different sources to get our questions to you. We go through Twitter. We go through Facebook. I take questions from my many client appointments during the week and also what comes through on the air here. So I'm going to start with a client who, her name is Carrie, and she just moved into a new apartment and is very confused about painting an apartment and asks for my advice. Well, here's the thing about painting. Many, many years ago after college, I had 3 years that I was in an apartment before I bought my first condo. And my feeling was is that if I was going to be in a space for 3 years, I couldn't live with, you know, the builder's white walls. And for that case, it was only, you know, a couple of gallons of paint. And I painted colors that were relatively neutral, but made a big difference. And for me, it was a very good investment, a small investment. I painted myself to paint out the apartment because at the end, the landlord liked what I had done so much, he didn't charge me a security deposit. But that being said, when you are in an apartment and you are in a space that you don't own, it's kind of important that you get the homeowner's permission in writing before you do any sort of changes like painting a space. Now, here's a couple other things. There are things that you can do if the landlord says, no, you cannot paint, to bring some color to your space. One of them happens to be to add some drapery panels. Drapery panels will give you a big area of saturated color. So let's say you wanted to bring a bluish green color, like a teal color, into your apartment. You can do that with some maybe nice, large, long drapery panels on all the windows, and that will bring some color. You can buy some prints, and you can have them framed out. You have your mats be that color, and you can layer them with pillows and other accessories. If you have hardwood floors, you can carry that color in on the rugs. And there are just other ways to layer things to bring color that you like into a room if you're not allowed to paint. So, Carrie, I hope that was helpful to you in your quest to decorate your new apartment. The next call here I have comes from Tracy, and she's in Far Hills, New Jersey. And she says she's decided to take one of the upstairs bedrooms and turn it into a home office. Any suggestions to make it look and be practical? Okay, well, we've gotten questions like this before. I think a lot of people, if you have a four-bedroom, a five-bedroom house, and some of the kids are out, and you have these rooms sitting there empty, and you're heating and cooling them, why not have a separate space? I have an office. My office, home office happens to be over my garages. I have a three-car garage, and I have a rather big space with a bathroom and hardwood floors. And I tell you, I spend most of my time in that space, so you want to make sure that it's comfortable, because when I'm not working in my storefront in Flemington or out on client appointments, I'm in that either sketching or I'm on the computer. So you want to make those rooms comfortable. Some of the things that I suggest, though, if you have a number of bedrooms and you're taking a existing bedroom and turning it into an office space, is I probably, if there's wall-to-wall carpeting, would remove that from there. It just doesn't work well when you're having a functional office. If there's hardwood on the first floor, I tend to like to use the same hardwood. If it's not already underneath in that space, that's a good space for surface for having a home office. Also, typically what I do is once I have the flooring out, I do some sort of built-in shelves. You don't necessarily have to use a high-quality lumber. You can certainly use paint-grade lumber. Often, if I'm doing a home office, I do white built-ins, and I will I'll set up my desk, and typically I like to face out if I'm going to do that. So if someone's coming in, I can see them. And then behind me, I usually put my backdrop would be shelving, closed on the bottom and open on top with some sort of a decking. And that's usually one of the better ways to set up your office. And also, I have to tell you, every home office I've had, I put a TV in. It's nice to have it on as a backdrop if you're working from home. So those are some of the things that you could do to, Tracy, to make your home office look a little bit more professional. Take out the wall-to-wall carpeting, put in hardwood floors to match the first floor as if it was always done that way. Do some paint-grade wood and have some built-ins that go behind where you have your desk. Have your desk face outwards to the door, and I think you'll do well with that. The next question I got comes to me from Bonnie T., and she's in Union, New Jersey. And she said here that she has a utility box in the middle of her dining room, and she wants to know how to disguise it. She's thinking of painting it, but she doesn't know if it's going to void the warranty. Well, you know what? I probably wouldn't paint a utility box. I'd probably go over it with something. I think my first condo had a similar situation, smack dab in the middle of my dining area. And what I opted to do that time was just get a beautiful piece of art, and we went over it and made sure that we weren't near, when we nailed it in, that we weren't near any utilities. And that sort of did the trick. And this way, I didn't have to worry about having any problems with things being warrantied. That's a good way to cover a utility box. All right, well, we're just about at quarter after the hour. We're going to take some commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm a CPA with the accounting firm of Bedard Kowicki & Company, and I joined the Chamber to interact with new Chamber members and expand our mutual needs for business networking and giving back to the Hunterdon business community.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Our phone lines are open. It's about 2:16 in the afternoon, and we'll be live on air until 2:58. If you want to reach us here in studio, don't be shy. Give us a call. The phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. A little bit about myself. I'm a full-service interior designer and kitchen and bath designer. I've been in the industry for over 18 years now. Started out, my dad was a custom builder of homes and worked with him, and then went through my schooling and got into the industry myself, more into the finish end of things. But I do renovations, including additions and lots of kitchen and bath work. I have four kitchens going right now, so doing a lot of work. People are putting money into their houses, which is, I think, a sign of the economy improving, which is always a very good thing. I do have a storefront right here in Flemington, New Jersey at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. I share my space with John McLean from Rugs to Riches, and we have about 2,500 square feet of all sorts of decorative items, small pieces of furniture, accessories, beautiful rugs, broadloom carpet, hardwood floors. So anything you would need in your home, we can get for you. So come check that out. The phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. All right, our next call comes to me from Leslie, and she's in Edison, New Jersey. And she says that the house that she just purchased has popcorn ceilings, and should she scrape them or cover them up? This is a good question. I think we've heard this question a couple times before. People buy houses, and at some point, if there's imperfections in the ceilings, someone had the great idea to popcorn them or put some sort of a finish so it would not let you see that the ceiling was irregular. Well, you know what? I've become more of a fan of not scraping them. That's a really big mess, and when you do finish scraping them and getting them, they're not even anyway, so you usually have to even them out. Unless there's an issue with height, typically what I've been doing if I have a home that has popcorn ceilings is we get quarter-inch sheetrock, and we go over it, and then you have a nice, crisp, fresh ceiling. So that's the way that I would handle it. If you want to reach me for some prices on that, I can do that for you, Leslie, at 908-884-0770. But that's an easy way to do it. We paint it out with a nice finished ceiling paint, and you'd never know that underneath is that terrible sort of cottage cheese look. The next call I got came from Byron, and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey, and he said that he needs rugs for his whole house. This is the first house that has hardwood floors, and where should he go? Well, selfishly, I would say, why don't you try our store? Again, I share my space with Rugs to Riches. John McLean's very talented and has a wide variety of area rugs for you, both oriental rugs and more sophisticated rugs. But also, he can make you anything. The look for rugs has changed a little bit now. We're seeing a lot of texture carpets, a lot of things that are a little bit more contemporary and have a statement. Not so much fringe anymore, but very clean lines with rugs. And he can create any size carpet that you need. So that might be a good a resource for you to do your rugs. Some of the things that I'm seeing a lot now that are trending are stripes are back for rugs. A modern stripe is popular. The Greek key motif, which was very in and considered very traditional at one point, is kind of more in style again. So the Greek key is sisal. Anything like a sisal rug or that looks like it's a natural element is very in style. Anything with texture is very in style, and simple clean lines. Lots of tans, lots of taupes, lots of grays. So that's what you want to keep in mind when you're looking at an area rug for your home. Alrighty, the next question I have here comes from Melissa G, and she's in Livingston, New Jersey, and she's looking to redo her countertops. and asked me what would I recommend for a kitchen countertop and why. Well, kitchen countertops have come a long way. I talk about this in my blog and so on, is that 18 years ago that most people that came to me 18 years ago and I went to look at their kitchen, whether it be a small condo or a lavish home, had formica countertops. I mean, you weren't seeing stone countertops so much back 18 years ago. And then we saw the formicas getting a little bit better. They were better quality. They had ones that looked like stone. And then you saw that people were then sort of going to the next phase, which was Corian. And Corian had its problems because it did burn and it did need to be repaired. So Corian was sort of the next phase for countertops. And then after Corian, we started to see people actually upgrading to granite. And early on, we had very simple patterns for granite. A lot of greens. Dark green was very in a number of years ago. Ubatuba, Verde, Butterfly, simple browns like brown tan or Baltic brown, very static pattern granite. Initially, we were seeing them with overmount sinks where the sink went over the top. And then as things get more sophisticated, we started to see a lot more different types of patterns, Jupiteranos, a lot of different types of stones. And then we began to see things other than granite being used, things like soapstone being used and marble, Carrara marble, Calcutta, and lots of other products being used. And then we began to see that people were trying different finishes. Not all finishes were polished. We were seeing some honed granite, which had a matte finish to it, and some other different finishes. And then most recently, we've been seeing in the past couple of years the prominence of quartz, which of course starts out as a man-made component of stone, and then it's molded to fit the application, so you can sort of kind of custom get what you're looking for. In my estimation, having looked at all the surfaces, I've even looked at concrete countertops, all different types of surfaces. I did an island in butcher block. I always go back to polished granite countertops. They're virtually indestructible. I would recommend not doing crazy patterns for both resale value and just, you know, the change in times. Go with something that's relatively simple and try to not go crazy with colors. You can always bring colors in your walls and your other spaces, but I'm a big fan of polished granite. Polish adds a protection to the stone, and granite happens to be one of the hardest stones out there, so you don't worry about cracking. You don't worry about staining because of the polish, and it needs very little maintenance. If I've done a little bit of polish every couple of years, that's maybe, you know, the most that I've ever done with a little rag. It's no more invasive than cleaning your countertop. So I always would recommend, Melissa, that you go for a polished granite. Maybe in a small space like a powder room or so on, maybe you want to try a marble or a quartz or a different surface, but that seems to be my best bet. All right, well, we're about to come up to news, and we will be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump returned to the Fox News airwaves Tuesday after a two-week absence. The Republican presidential candidate appeared on the O'Reilly Factor and chimed in on Kim Davis.
I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion, but I will say that this was not the right job for her because we had a ruling from the Supreme Court.
Trump also insisted that he's not supporting Planned Parenthood, despite a report that he said he would. He added that he would cut off federal funding for the Women's Health Organization, saying he's opposed to abortion clinics. More than a dozen people are recovering after scrambling off a British Airways jetliner that caught fire on takeoff from Las Vegas McCarran Airport. Airport officials say that more than 170 passengers and crew members on the Boeing 777 evacuated safely, although 14 came away with minor injuries. The premiere of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is in the history books. Last night's curtain raiser for David Letterman's successor opened with the Star Spangled Banner and a cameo from Jon Stewart. This is USA Headline News.
The average family wastes numerous gallons of water a day waiting for it to heat up.
There's got to be a better way.
And that's not just wasted water, that's wasted time and money down the drain. Thanks to the smart recirculation technology of Rinnai's new Ultra Series tankless water heaters, faster hot water and big savings on water and gas are now just a turn of the knob away.
I knew there was a better way.
Faster hot water and the power to live better are here, only from Rinnai tankless water heaters. To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's rinnai.us.
Howdy folks, Colonel Sanders here, and it's my birthday. I tell you friends, I've learned a lot in the past 125 years. The secret to a long life is to keep joy in your heart and chicken in your belly. I can't help you with the joy part, but the chicken is available in my $20 family fill-up with 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is offering advice to Puerto Rico on how it can save money on health care costs.
New York went through this same fight. We went through it about a year ago. This is not unique to Puerto Rico.
Cuomo wrapped up his visit to the U.S. territory yesterday by focusing on Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. The governor said the state ultimately saved $8 billion by convincing the federal government to change the formula. He said the same New York officials who were instrumental in getting that waiver will help Puerto Rico apply for a higher reimbursement rate. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it makes sense for New York to help.
This is a special relationship. It's deep. It's genuine. It's historic. It's also current. And we want to be there for Puerto Rico.
There are 21 new names on the New York Fire Department's World Trade Center Memorial Wall. All are firefighters who died of illnesses related to their work at Ground Zero, including Matthew Grimsey's father.
It means the New York City Fire Department is as proud of them as we are.
This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Apple is set for a big media event today. The tech giant is expected to unveil an iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. New models will reportedly boast an upgraded camera, Force Touch feature, and be available in rose gold. Apple is also expected to take the wraps off a new TV with a price tag of more than twice the current one. Today marks Apple's first product announcement since the debut of the Apple Watch in March. It's well known that smoking increases the risk of getting multiple sclerosis, or MS. However, Dr. Robert Fox with the Cleveland Clinic says new research shows continued smoking after being diagnosed with MS appears to speed up the disease and lead to disability faster.
They develop more disability faster. Disability measured by walking problems and numbness and visual problems.
Swedish researchers looked at more than 700 MS patients who smoked when they were first diagnosed. Results show that continuing to smoke after an MS diagnosis has a negative impact on how the disease progresses. In fact, people who continued to smoke each year after diagnosis transitioned to the second stage of MS faster than those who quit smoking. The authors say that people who quit fare better and that quitting may improve an MS patient's quality of life. Dr. Robert Fox of the Cleveland Clinic says if you have MS and are looking for ways to improve your health, simply stop smoking.
Something as simple as smoking is an important lifestyle choice that they can stop to have a positive impact on their multiple sclerosis.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. And let's take a look at the weather, see if we have any changes in today's weather. Okay, let's see what the National Weather Forecast has to say as our update. Okay, currently it's 91 degrees Fahrenheit. It's looks like this afternoon there's a 20% chance now of isolated thunderstorms. It's actually up to 92. My goodness, that's quite a bit. Tonight there's a 70% chance of thunderstorms likely, and with a low of 69. On Thursday, there's a 70% chance of showers. Tomorrow, it's going to probably rain with a high of 76 degrees. On Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers with a low of 62. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers with a high of 79. And looks like going into the weekend, we have about a 30% chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday. So it looks like we're going to have a lot of rain, which I always say is a great opportunity to get things done inside your home. It is now a little bit after halfway past the hour, about 2:30-ish, and we have open phone lines, actually 2:32. We have open phone lines for another 20 minutes or so. If you'd like to reach me here in studio and ask me anything about design, the phone number here is 908-237-0410. I have been getting some texts in and some emails, and I'm going to be reading them on the air. The next one comes to me from Carol, and she says, I'm looking to change out my cabinets. I've got a couple of magazines and looking for a new idea for kitchen cabinets. Well, a couple things that I've seen and noticed about kitchen cabinets is now for a while we've been in sort of a white phase where a white painted cabinet seems to be the most popular, and a shaker style, and that is sort of a very simple recessed panel with a frame around it, very unadorned, a nice simple classic white cabinet. So that I would say probably is the most popular right now. I'm seeing that paired with different color center islands or different color cabinets to make it more interesting. I do see the shaker cabinet in white, and then if people do a center island, I see the center island usually in a color, most often black, but I've seen them done in charcoal gray. I've seen them done in actually like sort of a gray-blue color. I've seen a brick red color. So you can do your island in a different color. I've also seen recently with the shaker style cabinet, the white cabinet, where they do uppers and lowers different. And that's where that they'll take the cabinet and make the tops all white and crisp looking, but do the bottom in color. I saw one most recently that was done in North Jersey, and I thought it was actually quite striking. The bottom cabinets were done in a dark blue, like a dark navy blue, and a really pretty stone for the countertop. And the tops were done in shaker in white, and they had accents of copper around the room with the blue and the white, and that was really beautiful and something new that I had seen. I'm also seeing gray cabinets. I'm seeing a gray painted cabinet that looks very smooth, and that's something that I'm seeing both as base cabinets all the way around or in butler's pantries. I'm seeing the return of oak for cabinetry, but oak that's very different looking, where the wood looks weathered. I'm seeing cabinets done in sort of a distressed gray oak, but the oak is stained gray, so it has a very different look to it. So some of the things that I'm seeing in kitchen cabinets, I'm seeing kitchen cabinets go to the ceiling now with their own molding. I'm seeing taller cabinets when possible, the 42-inch cabinets. I'm seeing under-counter lighting almost all the time that's hidden by the bottom of the cabinet. There's that extra piece so you can hide the lighting, LED lighting for cabinetry. I'm seeing cabinets that are much more functional. I'm seeing people, when you have corner cabinets, instead of having the Lazy Susan, which sometimes gives people problems, I'm seeing deep storage instead done differently. I'm seeing a lot more compartments now than ever, compartments for platters, compartments for silverware, and just a better use of the interior of cabinets, more functional. Spice racks, instead of being the way they were, sort of laying differently now where you can pull them out. I'm seeing a lot more pullouts for pots, a lot more pullouts for items of that nature and functionality. I'm seeing people hiding appliances, hiding coffee makers, hiding microwaves, and having them behind cabinetry. So those are some of the basic things that I've been seeing with cabinets. I say do what you like, but those are some of the trends and some of the things that I have been seeing. And the next question comes to me from Lisa, and she asks about wallpaper. What's the status on wallpaper? Is it back in style? And I've been saying this for a while now, but I'm actually starting to see it come to fruition. I think people are starting to embrace the return of wallpaper. But let me talk about wallpaper is back. I think you should use wallpaper. I have wallpaper in my house in several rooms, and I love it. Wallpaper, as I have always said, does something that nothing else does. It adds a level of complexity that you could never get from paint or from a faux finish. And I think in a perfect home, you have a blend. You have a combination of mostly beautifully painted walls with white trim and ceilings. You have a little bit of faux painting and a little bit of wallpaper, and I think that's a nice look. I'm a big fan of paper that is classic and things that have texture. The old-fashioned grass paper has been back for a while now with a vengeance. They're making vinyl papers that have a grass look to it, and they're terrific. They're making papers that look like texture. They're making papers that look like sisal. They're making papers that look like linen. They're making papers that look like burlap. All those are terrific, and they really are timeless, so you can do them and feel very comfortable with the texture paper. Also, I'm seeing a lot of geometrics, shapes, very simple shapes, and they're terrific too. And they, even though they're very trendy right now, they will stand the test of time. Things like florals and fruit and things of that nature become very dated. But if you do simple lines, texture, or geometrics, those seem to last. So I like them a lot. And some of the places I think that are very appropriate for a wallpaper is one, a powder room. In fact, I always recommend my clients, if they have a formal powder room, even if they have children, sometimes especially if they have children, if they have a formal powder room, to do wallpaper. And I say that because I notice when I go to someone else's home, whether it be for a client visit or just friends or, you know, being invited to a home for dinner, I notice that when you have a powder room and you have painted walls, the sheetrock always has the watermarks on it from people washing their hands. Inevitably, water will always find its way to the sheetrock, the paper on the sheetrock, and leave watermarks. But if you have a beautiful paper that's vinyl coated, it doesn't have to look vinyl coated, you can't tell anymore, and you go to wash your hands, the wall is protected by that. The water will dissipate, drip off, and you'll be in better shape. And it's a way to bring some texture into a small space and to create ambiance. A lot of times a powder room has one little window or no window at all, and paper is perfect for that space. Also in dining rooms, a lot of times if you have a chair rail in a dining room or some sort of a wainscoting or molding, wallpaper is terrific in a dining room. It sets a mood, it adds texture, and it's a nice place to do paper. I still do not recommend paper for bathrooms that have showers. I don't think it's a practical solution. Even in a good application, over time, things break down and you're going to have seams show. But particularly for rooms like powder rooms and dining rooms, and sometimes even if you have a library room or a sitting room, those are great places to add some textures with some wallpaper. Okay, my next question comes to me from Mark V, and he asks me, he's getting ready to list his house, and he wants to know what are some of the best colors to paint to get a house sold. Well, that's a very good question. That's something that I talk about all the time when I do staging. About 30% of my work is done for realtors to get a house ready for sale. And it used to be that if someone wanted to get their house ready for sale, they'd paint everything linen white, and as if it were, you know, fresh and new. But what people were finding when they were taking the photographs, especially now that everything is online, all linen white paint looked terrible on the computer screen. There was no depth. You didn't see that the moldings, if they had beautiful baseboard moldings, you didn't see anything because it was just sort of colorless and drab, and it looked sterile. So what you see now happening when people are getting ready to paint, they are painting neutrals, but they're not sticking to just off-white. They're creating colors, beautiful colors that can transition, but are relatively neutral. So some of the colors that I like to use, first of all, I am always a proponent of ceiling white paint for ceilings. Paint your ceilings. That's the first thing people look at because they want to see if there's any leaks in the roof or water damage. So we want to use a specially formulated ceiling paint in white, a flat white ceiling paint to hide shadows. Then we want to paint out all our trim in semi-gloss paint so people see the trim. It looks nice and clean and fresh. And I would say even if you can't afford to paint the walls, paint your trim. That's very important that that look good. And then some of the colors that I like to use. Well, first of all, formulations. I like to use Benjamin Moore's Regal Matte Finish. It's not quite flat. It's matte, but it's washable. So it has a nice look to it. It's very rich, but you can take a little sponge to it if you have a problem and wipe it up quickly and have it look good. The problem with if the more sheen you put to paint, especially on sheetrock walls, the more it shows inconsistencies and imperfections, and you certainly don't want to do that when you're selling your house. These days when I'm looking to sell houses, I'm doing a lot of light grays on the walls, doing light shades of gray. I'm doing light shades of tans. I'm doing light shades of taupes, and I'm doing light shades of both sage greens and pale blues. So those are some of the colors that I'm using with white trim. They show up terrific on film. They're not too dark or too light. And I try to use colors that have a high level of what's called LRVs, or light reflecting value. So they bring more light into a space. So that's basically it, Mark. If you stick with the tans, the taupes, the grays, the pale greens and blues, I think you're going to be in very good shape with your space. The next question I have comes to me from Gina, and she's in Bedminster, New Jersey, and she wants to redo her master bath, and any suggestions. This was sent to me as an email with an attachment, so I have a picture of the existing master bath, and this looks like it was probably done in the 1980s because all the surfaces are almond, and I remember myself in the late 1980s having an almond bathroom with 4x4 almond tiles and almond countertop and almond tub and sink, which was very denoting 1989. So one of the things that I would suggest when you're doing a master bath over is to see how it functions. Like a kitchen, a master bath should be functional as well as beautiful. And taking a look at this, it's very sort of standard of the day. I do see here that you have a double sink, which is a really good thing, and it looks like your layout is pretty good. But take a look at your layout and make sure that it works for you functionally. Is the commode where it should be? Is it too close to the shower? When you open the door, is the first thing you see the commode? And look at your tub. Is your tub deep enough? Do you have a tub-shower combination, or are they separate? That's something to consider. I would go out and get a couple of magazines to get some ideas before you start on a project like that, and look at what you like. Looks like in this case the layout is pretty good. You have a tower shower tub combination, you have double sinks, and you have a nice layout where the commode is, and light coming into the space. So in your case, I'd probably say keeping the plumbing exactly where it is, which will save a lot of money, just changing the surfaces. Okay, well, we're just about a quarter of the hour. We need to take some commercials to pay for our show, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. As I say, if you're just tuning in for the first time, we started the second show, Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, a few months ago. We wanted to do something that was more interactive. And we're going out to the public and asking you what you're working on, what your wishes are, what your projects are, and maybe answering some of the questions, if you just listen, on what you could do to make your house better and more interesting. I've been in the industry now for over 18 years, and I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, within Rugs to Riches. We have about 2,500 square feet of all sorts of everything related to your home, from furniture and accessories to beautiful rugs and hardwood floors. Okay, our next question comes to us from William, and it looks like he's in Paterson, New Jersey. And it says, I recently purchased an older home. Every room is wallpapered. Can I paint over wallpaper? And the answer to that question, and I had to go to my paint purveyor and qualify this, is yes. Yes, you can paint over wallpaper. Would I do it in every single room in the house? Probably not. But when you're doing every room and every room has wallpaper, it becomes very tedious. So there are bonding primers. One of them I heard that's very good is called Stix, which will pretty much stick to anything. It's a very good bonding primer, and if you put that on and let that dry and do what it has to do, you can go over it with paint and have that work for you, and that will save you a lot of time and probably a lot of money. All right. The next question I have comes to me from Gary, and he's in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And he says, is this a good time to sell a house? And I would say, well, that's, I guess, relative to your life experiences and what you're looking to do next. I think just by my business and the phone calls that I've gotten and my subcontractors, I've noticed in this past year that I think people are getting a little bit more confident with spending money. And I know prices have gone up a little bit. I think the summer has been slow for real estate because people were away and doing things. But I do see things getting a little bit better. And even though our stock market is a little volatile, I think people have been since 2008 in sort of a rut and holding on to things. And you can only do that so much because life is temporary. And eventually you're going to want to enjoy your life and spend money because there are no guarantees. So I think we've been in that sort of hole a little bit for a very long time, 7 years now. And I think we're kind of coming out of that. We're coming on to an election year where usually the economy is pretty good, whether that be actually good or just sort of pumped up to be good. So I think that I don't know how long you've been in your house and what you paid for it, but you know, the good rule of thumb is to get three realtors in and have them give you a competitive market analysis, a CMA, if you will, of what you can get. Look online to see what your neighbors' houses have sold for recently in the past 6 months, and that would be sort of a determination of the equity in your house and what you want to do next. I do wish you well with that, and I tell anybody who's going to sell their house, make sure that they walk outside in with a pad and a pencil and make a wish list of what you need to get done before you show the house. Don't show a house unless it's at its best. People are much less apt these days to buy a fixer-upper, and very simple things like power washing the front of the house, making sure that there's outside, that there's no cracks in the sidewalk, make sure that the if you have shutters on your house that they're not damaged, that roof looks good and clean, that have your gutters cleaned beforehand, your windows washed, and just make sure that there's a general neatness that really makes a difference when people are looking at your house to purchase. Okay. My next question comes to me from Larry, and he's in Chester, New Jersey. And he says that he wants to put an addition on his home upstairs. And he wants to also know, is this a good time to put an addition on your home? Well, I guess the answer to that is kind of specific to your needs. I have often, when I've met people and they want to do some sort of an addition, I take a lot of factors into account. One of the factors is their life situation. Do you have children planted in the community? Do you have children in the school? How close are you to work? What is your life situation? Do you have any handicaps or reasons where you couldn't move around? So I think that's the most important thing, is that is the space that the area that you're in practical, and are you embedded in the community? The next question is, you know, have you become disenchanted where you are? Is the values changing or going down? Or have you embarked on a new chapter in life where you're commuting 2 hours to go to work or so on? That has a lot to do, lifestyle has a lot to do with whether you should stay in a home that you're in and go through the expense and the discomfort of an addition, or whether you should move on. In my most recent move, I had opted to just find a house, even though I liked where I was, in the same neighborhood that had everything I was looking for. And it works out better. But I think that's very personal, depending upon your situation. Okay. All right. Very good. I wish you well with that, Larry. Our next question comes to me from Robert, and he's in North Brunswick, New Jersey. And he asks, can I paint over aluminum siding? You know, we get the question of, can we paint over aluminum siding? Can we paint over cedar shakes? And can we paint over vinyl siding? All the time. And the answer to that question is yes. I do want to say one thing, though. If you have some of these surfaces, like the vinyl siding and the aluminum siding, if they're not pitted and stained and they're not a terrible color, I might think twice about doing it. And the reason I say that is that these surfaces are pretty much low maintenance. Power washing is always important on everything. But if the siding is not damaged, I might opt to maybe change out the shutters, the front door, and do some other things as opposed to doing the siding. Now, if the siding is rusting, if it's aluminum siding and it's rusting, or it's pitted or damaged, then of course you're talking about something else. Or maybe you just don't like the color. But keep in mind, those surfaces, again, were made to be maintenance free. Nothing's truly maintenance free. But in fact, if you want to make a change, yes, we have wonderful products out now. Go to your local paint purveyor, Bedroom War, Sherwin-Williams, and they will give you the proper priming products. And any surface can be painted and reinvented. And nothing looks better than a fresh coat of paint. All right, looks like I'm going to be able to take maybe one more question before we're at the end of the show today. And let's see who we can go to. And this comes from George, and he's in, this is at Glen Ridge, New Jersey. And it says, I just redid my bathroom and changed all the surfaces, but realizing it is very small and not functional for me. Is it advisable, if I'm happy in the house that I'm in, to take space from the adjoining bedroom? This is actually a really good question. I worked with a client down the shore recently. They have a second home down the shore, and they have a very, very tiny hall bath that's just a half bath off of two bedrooms without a shower. And one of the bedrooms is quite large and has sort of an awkward extra space. So what I opted to do after I got a structural engineer in and saw that there was no issues with that was to steal some space from the one bedroom and make the bathroom bigger. It's very important that on your bathroom, on your bedroom level, that you have adequate space in your bathrooms. And that's why I say before someone takes on a renovation, that they make sure that the bathroom is functional before they're it's beautiful. I think a lot of times we get caught up in having new vanities and having beautiful tile surfaces and the beauty of a bathroom, but not so much the practicality. And in the project that I worked on down the shore, we were able to keep that second bedroom, you know, spacious and intact, but pull enough from it to create a shower. And now both bathrooms could access a full bath with shower, and that made all the difference for this couple. So I don't know the layout of your second bedroom, but as long as there's a closet remaining, because the in order to call something a bedroom, it does have to have a closet. I would absolutely borrow from the space. You don't need a lot of space, but to make that a little bit bigger, just a little bit of extra space on the bathroom side, you can really reconfigure everything and make it work well for you. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of our hour, another hour of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Keep in mind that we're on every Wednesday. My morning show is on from 10 to 11, and that's usually an interview show with somebody in the area on how to improve your home. And then from 2 to 3, we do our call-in show, which is Design Dilemmas. So I will see you next week, next Wednesday, back here at 100 in Chamber Radio. I hope you all have a terrific, safe, and good week. Take care, and bye-bye.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump returned to the Fox News airwaves Tuesday after a two-week absence. The Republican presidential candidate appeared on The O'Reilly Factor and chimed in on Kim Davis.
I'm a very, very strong believer in Christianity and religion, but I will say that this was not the right job for her because we had a ruling from the Supreme Court.
Trump also insisted that he's not supporting Planned Parenthood, despite a report that he said he would. He added that he would cut off federal funding for the Women's Health Organization, saying he's opposed to abortion clinics. More than a dozen people are recovering after scrambling off a British Airways jetliner that caught fire on takeoff from Las Vegas McCarran Airport. Airport officials say that more than 170 passengers and crew members on the Boeing 777 evacuated safely, although 14 came away with minor injuries. The premiere of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is in the history books. Last night's curtain raiser for David Letterman's successor opened with the Star-Spangled Banner and a cameo from Jon Stewart. This is USA Headline News.
The average family wastes numerous gallons of water a day waiting for it to heat up.
There's got to be a better way.
And that's not just wasted water, that's wasted time and money down the drain. Thanks to the smart recirculation technology of Rinnai's new Ultra Series tankless water heaters, faster hot water and big savings on water and gas are now just a turn of the knob away.
I knew there was a better way.
Faster hot water and the power to live better are here, only from Rinnai tankless water heaters. To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, and it's my birthday. I tell you, friends, I've learned a lot in the past 125 years. The secret to a long life is to keep joy in your heart and chicken in your belly. I can't help you with the joy part, but the chicken is available in my $20 family fill-up with 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is offering advice to Puerto Rico on how it can save money on health care costs.
New York went through this same fight. We went through it about a year ago. This is not unique to Puerto Rico.
Cuomo wrapped up his visit to the U.S. territory yesterday by focusing on Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. The governor said the state ultimately saved $8 billion by convincing the federal government to change the formula. He said the same New York officials who were instrumental in getting that waiver will help Puerto Rico apply for a higher reimbursement rate. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it makes sense for New York to help.
This is a special relationship. It's deep. It's genuine. It's historic. It's also current. And we want to be there for Puerto Rico.
There are 21 new names on the New York Fire Department's World Trade Center Memorial Wall. All are firefighters who died of illnesses related to their work at Ground Zero, including Matthew Grimsey's father.
It means New York.